You're tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 FM, KAXE, Grand Rapids and the Iron Range, 90.5 FM, KBXE, Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 FM, Brainerd and Baxter, and 103.9 FM, Ely. You can hear us online at www.kaxe.org. For many of our listeners, independent community radio is just one thing that makes life in northern Minnesota better. It connects us over miles of snow-covered landscape. Through the trees, over the lakes, it lets folks here in Virginia, up in Ely, down in Brainerd, over in Bemidji, Bagley, and out west of Fauston. All these folks know that their place matters, just as much as any big city with shiny buildings. The people here have stories, too, and music, art, and another generation just around the corner. And that's what our show represents, the Great Northern Radio Show. And you do not hear shows like this on any other public station or independent station. They've put a lot into this show and really make it possible for us to take it to towns all over northern Minnesota that would never get the attention that they deserve. So please, if you would, kindly consider becoming a member. Call 800-662-5799. Pledge online at kaxe.org. Thank you, Northern Community Radio. Welcome back to the second hour of the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are live from Mesabi Range College in Virginia, Minnesota. Our show is made possible by the support of the people of Minnesota through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. Find out more about Northern Minnesota jobs in the taconite industry at taconite.com. .org. We'd also like to point out we are being hosted here at Mesabi College, and Mesabi Musical Theater will be putting on a production of Chicago here on this stage, June 19th through 22nd and 26th through 29th, and the auditions for that are coming up April 6th, MesabiMusicalTheater.com, and Nathan Krause and the gang here have been very helpful for us. They do a great job. Well, we are at Mesabi Range College in Virginia, eastern hub of the Mesabi Iron Range through its modern 120-year history as a logging and mining town, a hub of game, human, and glacial migration long before that. It's been a very busy place where amazing things have happened over the years. Like with most of the range, the first American settlers here in Virginia came to log the big white pine forests. To say these forests were vast or that these trees were big is an understatement. These forests seemed impenetrable and touched the sky under the canopy of white pines endless night. For two gangbuster decades in the early 20th century, the Virginia and Rainy Lake Company milled lumber that built Minnesota and the nation. Employing 2,000 men at its peak, the mill represented a stunning $10 million private investment in 1908, which is more than $1 billion in today's money. Logging was winter work, fit the labor market, because mines were shut down in the winter. Men would skid huge white pine logs out of the forest on sleighs down from the Laurentian Divide here to Virginia. The size of these timber loads was jaw-dropping, and these were pulled on flat runners across ice trails by just four horses.